Overall, I'm having a good day.
Your daily Lex.
So, first of all, you might remember I was dealing with my old insurance company, Premier Blue Cross, and on the Amazon plan, because Amazon is so big, they have their own plan. And they had denied coverage for blood work that Liam needed done. And I lost my appeal, and then my second appeal was rejected because they lied. I caught them lying, and they eventually admitted that I was right and they were wrong, and I got my money back. But that only covered the tests that were done at LabCorp. We had some tests that were done at Central State Hospital, and they hadn't approved that appeal, or we hadn't appealed it. They just wouldn't pay for those. And they only said they wouldn't pay for those after the other appeal was resolved in our favor. So I appealed those too, and I had to fax them stuff. And I was like, look, here's how you responded to the first appeal, which I eventually won. So I assume we're going to win this one too. And today they wrote me a letter saying that appeal was approved. Now there's still one LabCorp payment that they haven't approved, so I got to do a third appeal. But I'll do it to get my $260 back. That's what's up. So that's victory number one. I got that letter today. Opening that letter from them, which they sent to me electronically, was extremely difficult. I had to create a special account to open the encrypted email, and it continued to warn me that my password contained my username. It sure didn't, but I eventually got it to work on, I think, I can only get it to work on a desktop, and it was a giant pain. So anyway, victory. Second, Lauren has just said to me, I think today, hey, tomorrow's the middle of January, and that's when Emerson is doing its college acceptances. And today, Ani came home from school and goes, hey, guess what? I got accepted into Emerson's honors program, which is exciting. And Emerson awarded Ani their biggest scholarship, $30,000 a year, which is awesome. Wow, it's so expensive, though. Pre-scholarship, it's $80,000 a year. $50,000 a year is still a lot of K a year. Yeah, good times. I'm going to go cry in a corner for a while. In part because my kids are going to college. And I've talked about this on the show before, but I still can't believe that my kid is going to go to college and like potentially never live at home again. I really didn't, right? I graduated college and I spent time at home and then not really my childhood home because that got sold. But my parents, temporary home in Pennsylvania and then at their house in Tucson. But I never lived there again. It's crazy. I cannot wrap my head around the idea. Ooh, I almost got choked up just now talking about it. That there could be a time very soon that's like Ani's last day living here. I said that with air quotes in case you were wondering. It's really hard for me to think about. I don't like it at all, which means I like my kids, which I guess is a good thing. Some parents are really excited to get their kids out, but I don't know. So those are the good things in my day. The less good thing is the thing I've already talked about. But I was feeling pretty good about how far ahead I'd gotten on some of my games. And then I noticed that I was going to run out of mini crossword puzzles in 2 days. So suddenly I was going to say all hands on deck, but it's just my hands. But I had got to carve out multiple chunks of time to make some more mini crossword puzzles. Because some of the puzzles I can do on my iPad or on my phone even, but the crosswords, you got to be at a desktop. You got to use the desktop app to make crosswords. And I don't like to be at my desktop when I'm not working. So it's like little breaks between calls. Let's see if we can make 5 minis. So I've gotten further ahead. And after this podcast, I'll get further ahead still. That's my promise to you. I think that's all I got. Oh, I'm also recording an interview on a podcast I like, and they asked me out of the blue. So coming not too long from now, you'll be able to hear me on an episode of Grammar Girl. That's what's up. Anyway, happy Tuesday, January 14th, everybody. You're the best.
Lex.